Yeah, this is my second book, and it's my second book that combines memoir with a kind of cultural essay. And so I think that my father was just like hoping that my third book won't be another book about the family, because he's tired of reading about every argument he's ever had or something like that. But no, my family were proud, and I think that they also started to think about some of their own experiences a little bit differently. And you know, my brother has a child who's half Russian and also blonde hair and blue eyes, but tan skin. And you know, the family has changed quite a lot in the new generation. And my children speak French, my niece speaks Russian. And I think that my father's reaction was that, you know, I have a very different life experience than he had growing up, but part of what he was fighting for and part of what he was trying to accomplish was not that his grandchildren would pass into whiteness, which is not what any of us think about, but that his grandchildren would be more free than he was. And, you know, in some ways, the book is proof of a kind of freedom that that his work and his education made possible. So I think he's proud of it. I hope he is.